From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The city of Arcata getting underway with the 2018 waterline replacement project starting Wednesday. The city's contracted with RIO Construction for the project. The work will involve the replacement of water mains and water service connections at various locations throughout the city. The project includes roadway excavation, paving, drainage improvements, replacing water mains, and connecting pipes to the existing system. Work for the project scheduled to take place on J Street between 16th and 18th from Wednesday to Tuesday, December 18th. The project will then move to 17th Street between I and J on Wednesday, December 19th, and will continue through early January. Project construction will run Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. There could be some extended days as well. Also in Arcata, they recently found several dead and dying redwood trees located in a high public use area inside Redwood Park. The trees located near the Redwood Lounge in the south parking lot and are in close proximity to Redwood Park's playground, picnic, and stage areas. State specialists working with the city found the redwood bark beetle present in the affected trees, which would lead to their demise. For the safety of the public, the city will be removing six of those dead and dying trees from Redwood Park on Tuesday, starting at 9 a.m. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office places a man under arrest after getting an emergency call from a woman. They went to the 2300 block of McKinleyville Avenue. Upon a deputy arrival, another man indicated that he was the victim of a robbery which had just taken place. He said two individuals, a man and a woman, entered his residence, forcing him to the ground, the victim stating that the man stood over him while the woman stole numerous items from his residence. While investigating, deputies located more stolen property which matched the description from previously reported break-ins. Deputies ultimately located 69 items of stolen property from two previous thefts, total value about $10,500. Taken into custody, Miguel Amador. He is now being held on $25,000 bail. Whiskers for cops become dollars for kids through the annual No Shave November at the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, which came to an end early Friday. Books, for kids especially, a good thing. And as part of the remodel at Lolita Elementary School, they're making room for more of them. They put up new shelving plus a table and a sitting area there. The new shelving 12 inches deep instead of 16, so the books are more accessible to kids. The lumber and labor were both done thanks to help of volunteers. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.